Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Frank Caliendo, comedian Andy Beningo, and Sean Connery sings an ABBA song. Right after this from Haywood Banks.
Now when Adam finished dinner, Eve would do the dishes. And he never, never helped clean up the loaves and fishes. But now the male of the species today had better pitch in. Oh, when he gets up from the table, he'd better clean the kitchen. 'Cause here's a little tip for a modern man. You've got to wash the dishes, but you soak the pans. Well, now those dishwasher makers, they're blowing you some smoke. Because that pot scrubber cycle is totally a joke. You load up the machine and you come back in an hour. And that melted macaroni thought it was an April shower. Here's a little tip for a modern man. You got to wash the dishes, but you soak the pans. I got my apron on and my hands in soapy water. You know they're really getting soft. Can you tell them from my daughter? Dishes, but you soak the pans. Get off that couch! Turn off the TV and get out there and get cleaned up! What is the matter with you? I've been working myself on death all day! Cooking and cooking in that kitchen! I'm sick to death! I've been looking out in the paper! Get rid of them! Get cleaned up! Wrap up those leftovers! Wipe off the covers! And you be careful, my good channel! What is the matter with you?
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Once again,
again, thanks for joining us. We're back from vacation. It's great to be here. Christy Lee back from Disney World.
Yep. Yep. Happiest place on earth.
You don't sound real happy. It's a little too much.
I'm happy. Sure you were happy when you were there.
I was happy when I was there. Very happy. Okay, a very good. Nice time.
Good. I was swimming with the pigs. Literally.
Swimming with the pigs.
In the Bahamas.
You want to swim with the pigs?
I got some pictures I'll show you. That's Frank Caliendo, who was our guest. That's comedian Andy Beningo over there on his way to Frankenmuth, Michigan this evening. That's Ace, our engineer. Hey. Josh is over there. This is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the program. Where did we leave you, Christy? You had somebody dying. What happened?
Nobody's dying.
Okay, good.
Firefighters in Texas, though, responded twice in 1 week to fires caused by the spontaneous combustion of tortilla chips. The Austin Fire Department said in a Facebook post that firefighters responded July 12th to a fire at a factory on Trade Center Drive and arrived to find that the fire had been caused by what was termed spontaneous combustion of tortilla chips.
Wow. Now, we know from experience how flammable chips can be.
We did an experiment
one morning.
Yeah, that'd be a great commercial, wouldn't you think?
For flaming hot Cheetos?
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Or for salsa. The chips are flaming. You dip it in the salsa and it cools it down.
Madison Avenue Arnold. Madison Arnold, yeah.
Like a hot chip.
But don't people want hot salsa, though? Spicy salsa?
No, because the chips are so hot.
We'll work it out. The parts are here. We'll figure it out.
No, the chips are so hot that the salsa cools it down. That's what you were saying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like some of us get it.
Don't overthink this.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Stupid.
Frank Caliendo was here with us. Once again, Frank.
Real stupid.
You guys can be all right. Shut up, Andy. All right.
Andy's sitting between us is what he's
Frank,
if
Andy, you're sitting between mom and dad, aren't going to be mom and dad together for much longer.
Have you given any more thought to Liam Neeson as Santa Claus?
Not yet. I'm here for 3 days. I've got to spread it out. Unlike those round heels.
Once again, round heels. We established a World War II era reference to a woman.
Promiscuous woman.
Woman of easy.
Now, when you read that, did you say, I'm going to bring that up on the show? Did you say that when you read that?
No, I just thought it was fascinating.
Fascinating.
Because this in this
fascinating.
In this memoir, this woman says it to this guy.
Hmm. She calls herself a round heel.
You know I'm a round heel. That's what she says?
Yeah, she goes, really? They call me a round heeled girl.
Oh, man.
You call me a round heeled girl.
You're a round heel.
And then he said, well, and he pushed her to the ground.
Well, there's actually then an actual problem arises.
Please, there's a bed involved. Come on.
It's a long, funny story. That was, you know what a Murphy bed is?
Yeah.
Murphy bed, and the Murphy bed's broken, and they get on it, it starts to go back up to the wall.
Oh.
That is funny.
And then there's it sounds like a sitcom. It's actually a very serious memoir of Guadalcanal, but in any event.
Which also sounds a little dirty.
Guadalcanal.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awful. But
why don't you read happy books?
I don't know. It's just fascinating. It's a great story and about great Americans. And in any event, there's one sort of immodest mention in the book of this gentleman who's was a very distinguished writer. He mentions the.
Is he dead?
Yes, he is deceased.
Oh, okay.
William Manchester wrote. You probably know him from Death of a President. He wrote the book about JFK's assassination.
That's very controversial.
In any event, he wrote the big Churchill
thing. One shooter, of course. That's
he mentions the fact that he has a difficulty because of his large.
All of a sudden, I've got 20/20 vision. Mm-hmm. I see what happened.
So this is one of the books that they recommend for you at the club. Is what you're saying?
Giant penis large society.
Sorry. Dong club.
It's vulgar.
Yes.
Nickname would never be used. Christy, what do you have at the news desk? I'm sorry.
Security camera outside a business in India captured the moment a suspect stopped to do a dance before trying to break into a shop. The footage was recorded Tuesday in Delhi and shows two men walking through an alleyway when one of them stops to practice some of his dance moves. Authorities said the two men were part of a group of thieves accused of breaking into at least 4 area shops. I don't know if they'll be able to be identified by his dance moves.
Dancing thief.
Yeah.
It's
called a... you've seen that
before. I like it better when it bombs.
I do, too.
Dancing thieves.
It's called break-in dancing.
Oh. Christy laughed at that.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Because it's so stupid.
Wouldn't laugh at Dancing Thieves and gave her $20.
Dancing Thieves was a beautiful rendition of a
breaking
song.
Breaking Dancing.
Her husband makes a stupid joke. She laughs at his jokes. Yeah, Tom and Christy.
What is the? So you're making a reference to the new movie about what is it?
Mamma Mia.
ABBA. What is it called?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia 2.
Yeah, Mamma Mia 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
What's
There's
the tagline?
No stopping
for?
Us, Mamma Mia.
Here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again.
You're a great grandmother. I'm not going to put that on the resume.
Didn't they use all the good songs, such as they were in the first one?
Well, they use them again.
Oh, they're doing the same songs.
I would hope they would repeat them. Although I heard...
plan to go see this evening. I will let you know.
You taking the girls?
Yep.
Oh,
we've been talking
be...
about it for a week.
Yeah. Well, if you ask a guy to go to that, that'll be your last date.
Are you going to wear the? I got you Mamma Mia pins.
Yes, we're going to wear the Mamma Mia pins.
Nice.
I have a girlfriend in from California. She'll be joining us.
Well, if you can get her to do a threesome with a guy, he'll go with you.
I will pay for everybody's ticket and refreshments. If Tom, Chick, Frank, Ace, and Andy and I go watch this movie.
I would never go to the movie.
No, exactly. That's just why we have to do this.
Wait a minute. Hold it. We'd have to go at an empty theater because we would ruin it.
You're right. We would. We would ruin it for everybody else.
A lot
else.
Of this going on. Suck. Oh, here comes Cher.
Guys.
Creaking out of the copter.
Come on.
She's got butt
Sing
hair.
Sing something you know.
Love Mamma Mia, the first one.
P.U.
And in the I didn't go. Did the actors sing it? Or is it all?
No, the actors sing it, and Pierce Brosnan is fabulous in the first one. Let me.
He's a good singer.
You.
Is it really his voice?
No.
Oh.
He is so bad. Even my kids fast forward through those parts now. They cannot take it.
What songs do they give him?
Oh, it's that romantic scene before the wedding. What song is it?
Fernando.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
Pierce Brosnan, the old James Bond.
Yeah.
Yes.
Singing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't picture like Sean Connery doing that.
No.
No.
Right? So what's he doing?
Well, how would it be if Sean Connery sang an ABBA song, Frank?
It might go a little something like this.
I've got to think of an ABBA song first.
It's hard. What's the most famous ABBA song?
Dancing Queen's got to be the
Dancing
most famous.
Dancing Queen.
Well, Mamma Mia is an
ABBA Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia got a pia. Huh? Am I right?
Baby got the diarrhea.
That's right. Hilarious.
Here you go, Frank.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Thanks for the segue, Andy.
I have no idea when the lyrics start. Yeah. Like,
whenever I want them to. Having the time of my life. See that?
I think Andy said
Dancing Bean.
Dancing Queen.
I think I tore my spleen.
Pierce Brosnan performed tracks such as SOS in 2008 Mamma Mia, as well as I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do, and When All Is Said and Done. He is relieved, however, that he has far less singing this go-around because he was lambasted for his vocals.
Ah, poor guy.
I'm sure he cashed the checks. And
knowing Me, Knowing You is the only song
he's
singing.
Knowing
his private
Me,
jet.
Knowing You. Ha, ha.
Yeah, it was rough.
God. We've got to go.
We must go.
And you know what? I hope it's packed, and I hope we do ruin it for everybody
no,
who's there.
Don't do that.
A lot of this.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Somebody kill me!
Mamma Mia.
Here we go again.
So you're going tonight?
Yes. Okay. I've decided I'm going tonight.
Okay. You going to have a couple glasses of wine before you go?
Not necessarily. Why would I need to do that?
I don't know. I'd need heroin.
You know,
I
honestly love movies like that. I love movies where women go and they just have a good time and it's fun.
And the book club.
Yeah, good for them.
Somebody got her.
Guys don't do that. We wouldn't go see The Equalizer 2 and be like, yeah! Even though that's what we want to do.
Kill them.
Like women do what they want to do. Like yeah.
Yeah.
Like girl strip clubs and boy strip clubs.
I remember when Showgirls came out, we went to go see that. and it was just awful. Like, well, the movie was terrible, and we were guys. It was just all guys, and we were just staring at the
watching porn.
Where
together,
yeah, we should have just been like, ah! It would have been more fun. Hmm.
Dancing Queen. Yeah.
Can you do the like Josh to... Arnold dance to Dancing Queen?
Oh, I can do the Josh Arnold dance to anything.
Oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You start by bobbing the head.
Here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't fully kick in until the lyrics do.
Now the shoulders go a little bit of back and forth. A little back and forth. That's it. Oh, you've already got the fingers pointing. Index fingers are out. Here it comes.
Look out.
Hands up. There you go. Point to the stars and look like you've just wet your pants. Please don't take your hands off the steering wheel. I know it's irresistible.
Oh, my.
You really don't like that song, huh, Tom?
Hate.
How could you not like ABBA? It's fun.
No, it's crap. Euro trash. Euro trash crap. Manufactured, awful, terrible.
You like ABBA, Andy?
Yeah, it's all right. Whatever.
Hold on.
Andy's okay with anything.
Andy, it's awesome.
Andy doesn't just like anything. Look at him.
I don't like certain things. I don't get worked up like
explosive diarrhea.
You know, I like it. It's whatever.
You don't get worked up like you maniacs. He's normal, I think. Andy might be the most normal guy in here.
For sure.
I think I ruined my day, but like, yeah, it's a good song, whatever. But
okay, all righty, Christy, what else you got? You okay? You all right?
Did you choke, Christy?
What are you gagging on there, Christy?
A man without arms was arrested in Miami Beach Tuesday for stabbing another man with scissors.
All right, many questions.
This sounds like a Matlock or something. Yeah. He doesn't have arms.
Was he standing on a frozen ice cube, and by the time the cops got there, it melted?
According to Miami Beach police, 46-year-old Jonathan Crenshaw used his feet to stab 22-year-old Cesar Coronado of Chicago before running away.
Sorry.
He's not a dancing queen, this guy.
He's unarmed.
He was unarmed.
Unarmed.
He told police he was acting in self-defense after Coronado punched him. The victim said he attacked after asking Crenshaw for directions. The 46-year-old, who's known locally for painting artwork with his feet, was charged with aggravated battery.
Jesus.
Beautiful.
Wow. So this happened in Miami.
Yes, it did.
So one of our favorite detectives happens to be from Miami.
Uh-huh.
Detective Horatio. What was it? What was his name? Horatio?
Stanzler? No, Horatio.
David Caruso from CSI Miami.
Horatio. Kane? Horatio Kane. That's it.
Yeah. What would he say?
No, Josh, what would he
say? Well, no, so the setup in this is... So the setup is a guy that literally has no arms stabs a guy with scissors that he's holding in his feet, allegedly.
Right.
Right.
And so...
Is the guy dead?
Would have to be dead for that show, right?
Yeah.
Walk up
He could go up to the guy who's been scissored, perhaps.
Right. And say to him...
Well, he could have done your unarmed joke for sure. What else could he say?
I've heard of scissoring... But this is ridiculous.
No, that's not. No. I'm not going to give it the music.
Oh, we have to earn the music. I like it. I like this challenge.
Yes, fair enough.
Well, the assailant may have been dangerous, but he wasn't armed.
Oh, apparently Tom earned the music.
I wonder who's in charge of giving the music.
Thank you, Ace. He stabbed the guy with
his feet.
Looks like his life was cut short.
Yeah! No!
I learned it.
That had nothing to do with him not having any arms.
Scissors. Cut. Scissors.
Ordinarily,
rock,
I'd
paper,
say.
Scissors.
Ordinarily, I'd say, get the handcuffs. But. Sorry, wrong button.
I'm going to play off Christie's. Christy,
I've got the machine you've got over here. How did you mishit the button?
Looks like this guy.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Was playing rock paper dead.
That's actually too good for that show.
Okay,
that's too good for that show.
Something they could have written for the show. Yeah.
No, that's too good. I love that.
Thank you for the assist, Christy.
You're welcome.
What would they do to the guy?
What do you mean, what would they do?
When they arrest him, they can't cuff him.
They put him in the back of the car.
Like tie his feet together.
You think they cuff his feet together?
Because
he's proven that they can be, you know,
he's dangerous.
Used with weapons.
I
yeah.
bet they do. Absolutely.
Wow, that is so
Zip
weird.
Zip tie his feet? You got to carry him around?
Yep, like a sack of potatoes.
Yes. This sounds like a horrible
Was he born
story.
Without arms, or was there some interesting accident that we could talk
I don't
about?
Know.
No, I...
What'd Looks like this man's been stabbed. By a guy with... All right, sorry.
I hope this is worth it.
He stabbed a man with scissors without using any arms.
Mm-hmm. A little clunky, but go ahead.
What an amazing feat.
Thanks, Ace. You're just reeling that one in kind of slow, were you?
Looks like this guy... Uh-oh. Was killed by his arch enemy. I think this case is gonna need a real gumshoe. Okay. Somebody.
All right.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.